Blog Talk Radio.
Summer Breeze. It's the Summer Breeze Festival. Highly, highly anticipated. It's here. The summertime is here. We're enjoying this beautiful weather. Some special guests are here. Outside. We're not in the building. We're outside. Ladies and gentlemen, gracing us with this president's law.
Don't need no introduction. He always been X. You already know. It's that boy D. It's me. The one and only. Yeah.
The one and only is in the house. He makes the show.
Hey, it gets no better than this. I mean, you feel me? It gets no better than this.
He makes the show. I'm excited, man. Season finale. Fastly approaching. September 23rd is our season for now, my nigga. Yeah, next season, I'm telling you.
Hey, we about to turn it up next season, man. Y'all thought this season was something. We just really getting back into the flow of things. But next season, shit really about to get live. It's really about to get live. It's really about to get bad. It's really going to be a takeover, okay? So on Twitter, on Instagram, all your little tags and shit, nigga, hashtag takeover. It's about to be a takeover.
Hashtag takeover TCCS.
About to be a takeover. We out here. About
we
to
got
take
some.
The whole podcast world community by storm.
By storm. The greatest podcast to grace the land.
Exactly.
As you see, we got us a couple of topics. The NBA Finals is over. When the rest of our guests decide to join the party.
We already knew how that was going to go anyway.
Right.
Everybody had their little opinions, but I knew Denver. I knew this was their year. I was hoping my Celtics could push through, but unfortunately.
Take over.
Unfortunately, my Celtics couldn't push through. But, hey, we're going to be back. We ain't really tripping. It is what it is. We moving forward. So I guess now we got to look forward to the football season. And, you know, I mean, besides the draft is still going on, the NBA draft.
Yeah.
The draft's still around. And then the off season.
Yeah.
But
a lot of trades.
We're getting ready for football, you know. I mean.
Yes, NFL has definitely approached. I'm excited. I love football. My pick, I'm going to wait for my pick to see, you know.
Yeah, I gotta see. I mean.
I already go blue. Go blue. I'm putting that out there right now. National championship. Go blue.
What are you talking about? All right. So, you know, he's talking about college. You know, I mean, I'm just talking about it in general. I mean, as far as college go, Ohio, that's me. Everybody know. Everybody be hating on Ohio, but we put work
in. Ohio.
We put work in. Niggas be hating. Could we be on y'all ass? Whether it's Michigan State, it don't fucking matter.
563.
Yeah, 563. That's the number.
9993783 is the number to call. Ja Morant got 25 games.
Yeah, it was a light suspension. I felt like it was light, just because everybody thought it was gonna be like at least 30 plus.
I did see a couple of 30 plus out there.
It was a light suspension.
Especially seeing that this is the second offense.
But see, what matters to me is you got to think about the money he loses. That's what factors in. Yeah, he didn't have to pay no fine, but when he's missing those games on top of what he already missed,
right.
He's losing a lot of money. Yeah, he got that guaranteed contract. A lot of that shit kicked in not too long ago. You feel me? But, yeah. You got to think about that shit. That's why some people feel like he didn't really get punished severely enough. But, hey, I mean, he probably didn't. But at the same time, you got to think about the money he's losing. He's losing a lot of money. A
lot of money.
And if he is smart, he will recognize, like, damn, my pocket's a little light right now. Because them games, you know how much his contract was? How much he
did? It was a couple mil, wasn't it? It was like.
He had a super max.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lamar. is outside. She missed us the last time.
Light
bright. It's back.
Light bright.
It's the Summer Breeze Festival, Lamar.
Have a seat, light bright.
I'm about to.
Let's get to this episode.
Chair coming out. Lamar's here.
What were we talking about, though?
We were talking about, actually, about Ja Morant's 25-game suspension. He said he felt like it was a light suspension. Have you been following the suspension, Lamar?
He was a dummy. He got caught one time with the gun, and he did it again.
That's what I just said, like a second offense. But that was a lot of people was like, that's why they felt like it was a light punishment. You feel me?
Yeah, it was
25
definitely,
games.
It was definitely a light suspension.
Everybody was speculating 30 plus, at least.
25
gonna hurt me though.
That's because of the money he losing also. That's what I'm thinking about, because I don't think they really gonna do too much in the playoff next year anyway. Well, this year coming up anyway. You know, I'm just looking at the money factor. The money this nigga losing, nigga, what?
Yeah, he gonna lose.
That nigga losing bread,
didn't
bro.
Like the,
he missed out on some endorsements, but they didn't do to him what they did to Kyrie. They ain't do the same thing what they did to Kyrie.
Did they take his shoes off? I think they did end up taking his shoes off.
563-999-3783. It's the Summer Breeze Festival. It's the Summer Breeze Festival.
Listen, the main event.
Light bright. We couldn't get a topic. No, we need to close the show out. I couldn't figure out. I've been on Google. I've been everywhere trying to find us a good topic to close. Great topics all the time. I be telling them we be having great topics all the time.
Light bright.
She missed us the last show. When the random guy, when he come back. You missed us the last show.
Who was it?
The toys. That's what we said. So they go our classification.
No, a lot of podcast niggas don't talk about shit like that.
Using the toys.
Do you use toys?
I don't use no toys.
That's a different sex toy. It's a variety for you on that.
That's that bullshit, man.
That is like a lot of them, man. Yeah.
But that's what I was talking about like earlier. Like, okay. It's cool for females to do it, but now they actually is coming out with more shit for niggas. Because, they, you know, bitches always have to be dildo, all different sizes. All that little shit. Then they came out with the rose.
I don't know shit about it.
I'm just saying, like, that shit is out there.
So
all I was saying was...
So y'all really...
I was trying to get... I was just trying to get your opinion on that, because we were talking about...
Are we in competition?
This is the fucked up part.
Ain't no competition.
When y'all find something better, y'all move the fuck on. Bitches still... You know, our toys give us a different feeling that y'all don't bring. Y'all find something... And don't get me wrong, the toys know definitely better than the men. It ain't going to fuck your pH balance up.
Terrible.
It's going to go as long as you want it to go.
Pineapple.
I mean, it's a lot of benefits. But still gonna beat the heartbeat. You know, I can't do everything at once.
That's crazy. Whole world out here.
But the moment they make a rose, the sex pity's all done for.
Yeah.
And motherfucker that grab that ass and do all that at the same time, y'all done.
Yeah.
Man,
hey, that's a whole
win.
Fucking robot.
Yeah.
A robot.
I
threw my tattoo in your head.
A
nigga
gonna win.
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, sex and toys is a whole different feeling.
So, alright.
But you gotta think about it. They study niggas.
You said...
The robots getting it from the niggas. It's just the robots.
Hello, no. This ain't nothing. No. They ain't master shit.
This is what it is. That's AI. That's artificial intelligence.
How do you want to get fucked tonight? That's basically a robot. I want a soft, hard, slow, however. Smack my ass, bite it. That's it. You can type that shit in. The robot doesn't do it.
Man,
that's just gonna do it off the street. But what? We gonna say, man, no, I ain't gonna do none of that because you might wake up the next morning and see your friends were asking, like, this is a nasty thing.
But that's a benefit to y'all when a baby's girl is telling her friends what the nigga didn't do.
Is it, really,
so? I don't.
Y'all are hoes anyway by nature. Y'all, don't y'all want more bitches? Ain't that the goal?
It just depends on the type of nigga you with. That ain't every nigga.
Loads of bitches don't call her homegirl like that. Nigga dick was trash. Ain't going back no more. Loads of bitches ain't on that type of time. Y'all good to go.
But you don't think that hinder y'all a little bit? The fact that y'all talk too much? And just, oh, yeah, girl. Oh,
I don't know how to do
it.
I'm
just saying. And then now your best friend going behind you trying to get shit out.
Listen. If I'm fucking
like that,
he got some good dick.
It's all about
dick
trash. Oh, well.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a way around it, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
then they go,
oh, shit, you should leave him, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know why.
All of them ain't like that. They giving details.
They telling
them, bitch, what I mean. And they do that, too, sometimes.
They use different.
The greater niggas. Knowing they got dick down, but they gonna tell the next motherfucker, the nigga ain't shit. That nigga got a little ass dick, all that type of time. But she just fell in love with the motherfucker.
But I don't hang around females.
I only
got my sister. I ain't gotta worry about my sister
fucking
behind me.
Definitely shouldn't have to worry about that.
But you always I mean, sister, associate, chill people.
If one of my friends fucked behind me, the nigga was gay because my friends are dudes. And I can't compete with dick on dick.
Shit, I ain't never experienced that, so I don't know nothing about it.
Not it. Yeah, it's different benefits. I think dudes should try sex toys. Why not?
Yeah. They advertising like crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna sell the day. I was like, God damn.
They got
some shit that look like a motherfucking mixer.
I heard the shit that motherfucker was suction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's go up and down. And
like, whoa, hello now.
They got a whole big ass suction.
I want the real deal if I catch
yeah. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
The real pussy or whatever.
Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Fucking with toys because they want the feeling of real dick. You fucking with a toy because you like the feeling that the toy gives you. It's something different.
So it's different than the dick?
I don't know. I ain't different. You ain't putting no dick up me. It ain't different.
That's the thing, though, about, like, the male toys is, like, now they actually get, like, the females, and they're actually, like, modeling and, like, molding them after actual females.
That's what I say. Like, Japanese motherfuckers, man, they way ahead of us, bro. They got a full sculpture of a bitch.
Robot.
That's silicone. No, it's silicone.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
But it's, like,
it ain't
actual,
a robot.
Yeah, it's, like,
it's
actual
that silicone shit. It don't really, sometimes it got the face, sometimes it don't. It might just be the top and the pussy.
I was watching the show Taboo, and they had
Wow. And but then that's why a lot of like them, you can't lie, white men do that shit. That's why a lot of white men do that shit because they don't complain. They be marrying them motherfuckers, don't they? They do. They be marrying them motherfuckers.
But nowadays, niggas fuck just as much as bitches do.
Fact.
So, can't say bitches talk too much. Some of these niggas need gag orders.
That's some bigger than booty ass. I like my baby, but when I get my homeboy, I rub on his balls late night.
Yeah, that's
them
gay. That's gay.
I recommend all of them.
Well, how can you be like that? Like,
Something should be like, that's not okay.
Like, what type of time is that? Like,
something should be like, that's not okay. Like, even before you get to the act of thought, like, because we said by thought, word about deed, you get your thought first.
But you also got to think about it, though. Like, society make that shit okay.
Yeah.
So that shit embedded in the motherfucker's brain. Like,
weak-minded motherfucker shit.
Okay, but I'm just saying, though.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm just saying, that's part of it, though. Anyway. That's part of it. Society. They pushing that agenda hard as fuck.
I don't give a fuck about society.
It don't matter if it's bitches on bitches.
What made you think you
should
talk to me
that
way? What vibe did I give you to say, I'm Mike and Holla at bro? What vibe did I give you to make you think that
I'm with my nigga on that one.
It makes perfect sense. Like what? Like,
I ain't never put it in your mind. Like, oh, he might swing that way.
Right.
Man, don't even come to me with that
shit. Y'all ain't never hollered at no bitch that y'all thought was out of y'all league and was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it anyway.
That's different.
So how y'all know the faggot ain't thought like that?
No, that's not the same thing.
That's not the same thing.
Y'all straight.
But we talking about the fags. If a fag bring it to a straight nigga, like
y'all ain't
he was
heard
straight,
and
he was saying if
straight.
A fag come at me like that, he gonna eat up that. Ooh,
yeah.
How is it different? I don't
what
know.
Is that flag?
Different,
like,
man.
I'm like,
that's you. Yeah, swing that way. Yeah. He's trying to get jiggy.
Come here, baby. What did I give you that vibe at?
He sits feminine in you.
Huh?
He sits a little bit of...
feminine. No, that's like aggressive nigga.
Oh, you hella aggressive. Especially when you
drunk. Masculine. That makes sense. Masculine. Yeah, like you real masculine.
He's gonna protect me.
That man. Terrible. Fine.
You started.
Nah.
I didn't start nothing. I was on your side. And she said, she said that. No, he said the masculine.
I said masculine, but
she said the, no, I didn't. I agree with her about how you address it. Like,
when
she
said
drunk,
you agree.
I'm saying when niggas
you
be drunk,
still
like
agree.
We kind of way that you is. No, it's different. It's different, bro.
Not
on that.
You gotta be okay with being a faggot and all some straight niggas get on his ass that the nigga he fucking with gonna have, you know.
So,
you on that bullshit?
The nigga
want
a night and shine and armor. Because it falling with the bullshit he talking about.
No, because I was on your side.
What he said to you, like,
I was on your side.
No, I'm not.
We're not on this nigga's side the whole time.
No, you wasn't.
And then she was like, no, faggot niggas like aggressive niggas. And all I did say was like, you know, you is like a little, you know, when we drunk though. It's just when we drunk. I ain't saying you just aggressive naturally, like normally.
I wasn't talking about you directly.
I know you was, but you were. You are.
Man, she knew what she was talking about. So I'm trying to get
you
on the plane. Nah, you good though. Man, niggas know ain't nobody trying to holler at you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, exactly.
We do.
Not that I know of. I got.
That's all the time we have.
That's our.
That was a great show.
LBGA, whatever the fuck they call.
The ABC people, the
motherfuckers be getting confused with all the letters, but they just say ABC.
Yeah, you got man. At least they get ready to have the whole alphabet. But that once again, man, they sure gonna have
my shit.
Man, they canceling.
They gonna have clothes.
Canceling before you start.
Fuck them. Dick in the booty ass.
But when in the world, when did the world become so sensitive, bro? Why everybody so sensitive, bro?
I don't know.
That's some 90 days.
No, it ain't her. It ain't her. It's 2000.
It started coming out, but we weren't looking at it like that because it was always like just like one person.
They was in a closet.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know,
but the more they push that agenda, the more they say,
know,
oh, yeah.
90s ain't got nothing to do with
okay.
They always trying to down the millennials. No, that's Gen Z.
Nigga, who is RuPaul's generation?
Came out of your
who
generation?
Is RuPaul's generation?
He a boomer.
Boomer, yeah.
Ain't RuPaul your generation?
Hell no, he a boomer. He old as fuck.
I don't know how old the nigga is, but, hey, so that's how long that shit been going on. Androgynous. All that little fruity-ass bullshit.
It's been longer than that.
It been, ain't no our generation. That shit been around.
No, y'all.
I mean,
they just trying to make it more acceptable now.
Your generation.
Gen Z.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
your generation.
They definitely trying to push that agenda.
That's
the kids
now. So y'all started getting off.
90s babies, we came up right behind y'all.
Yeah, you look catching on. You.
We was right there. We ain't missing. We was right there. We was 1900s is what they call them.
So the 80s babies was crack babies. The 90s babies cock babies.
5-5-6-3-9-9-9. That's our time anyway. We out of here. It's the Summer Breeze Festival.
There ain't no breeze out here.
And it ain't no breeze at all.
There ain't no breeze out here.
Catch us next time. We out. Yeah.